A voice of love at night. Sounds interesting, doesn't it? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. A voice of love at night. How many of us would love to hear a voice of love at night? We'd love to hear the words, "I love you." We'd love to hear the words, "You're wonderful." We'd love to hear the words, "You have just made my day. You are so perfect, so grand. I just enjoy being in your presence. You make me feel like $1 million. A zillion, billion, trillion would just make me feel wonderful." Putting dollar limits on this is kind of silly, isn't it? You make me feel wonderful. Wouldn't it be lovely to have a voice of love at night, every night, telling you how wonderful you are, telling you what a grand person you are? Every night, I have a voice of love speaking to me, telling me that I am a great person, telling me that I have just lived a very special and wonderful day, and I have contributed to the lives of those in my world so beautifully that I will never really understand or care to understand how much I touch their lives. The voice says to me, "You are a very special person. You are a very tender, gentle, loving person, and yet you live absolutely by principle. You are a beautiful being. You love a beautiful flower. You can enjoy the flowers as much as you can enjoy the so-called weeds in the field. You like the natural plants that are there," the voice tells me. "You like all the things that you see. You like all the world that you have created, filled with beautiful people, filled with glorious experiences. Yes, you're a wonderful being, Herb. You're a wonderful being." And this voice of love in the middle of the night tells me all these things. It tells me that I am a worthwhile, glorious, caring being. Now, I know that. I truly do know that. I know I'm a glorious, caring, wonderful, beautiful being. I know that. But to have this voice say that to me is sort of an extra bit of frosting on the cake that makes everything just a lot, very, very special, a lot more special. It makes everything seem so wonderful. And this voice speaks to me every night before I go to sleep. This voice of love comes into my ears and brings with it all of the feelings of beauty and harmony and goodness. It makes me recognize that the world I live in is pretty special, pretty, pretty special. It makes me realize that the people I'm surrounded with are absolutely glorious. It allows me to look past all the illusions that might be in the outer, not that they are, but they might be, and see the truth, see the being behind every illusion. In other words, it's like seeing the being behind the clothing they're wearing. You say, "Well, now that's voyeurism." No, 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 no. I see beyond their skin. I see beyond their flesh. I see into the heart of every being. I see into the soul of every being. I see the beauty that lies there, because that's a reflection of me. No matter where I am, no matter what I do, no matter what kind of people I am with, they can be the most beautiful, saintly people in the world and the apparently ugly people of the world. And I look right past that, and I see the goodness there, because that's what I am. And the voice of love that speaks to me at night is this voice I have created during the day. Is this awareness that I have created during my day of who I am And so naturally, this voice would speak to me just as I'm getting ready to nod off to sleep and say, "Herb, you're wonderful. Herb, you're fantastic. Herb, you are something very special in this world." And I go to sleep with those words in my heart and my mind. And I have a joyous evening. And in the morning I awaken and I feel uplifted, inspired, ready for another day of magic, another day of great happenings. And then I can hardly wait for the voice of love in the evening to come and share with me how good that day really was and really is. And that voice of love is a voice of reflection of who I am. It is a voice that reflects my day, reflects me to me, and tells me exactly what I think about myself. And I think all the good and beautiful things. And so this voice of love thinks all the good and beautiful things and shares that with me at eventide. As I turn my eyes inward, as I become still, and I'm ready to be at peace. Not be at peace, but be peace. The peace that I am. And when I do that, oh, what a glorious evening I have. And how gentle is my night. And how gentle is my world. And how gentle are each of you, my reflection of love. Thank you for being in my world. I know the voice of love at night speaks to you just like it speaks to me. I love you. I love you. I love you.